You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hey, I'm Teresa Teaspoon Weatherspoon, and you're listening to Dishing and Swishing, WSTR Radio.
Karen, could you share just a little bit of what the Hall of Fame is all about and what's in the Hall of Fame? And let's see if we can get some more of these women basketball fans down there to see this and
Absolutely.
Appreciate the history.
Yeah, and I appreciate you saying that. I mean, I think there are a lot of people that don't even know that the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame exists, and then a lot of people who haven't been able to come and visit yet. So we certainly encourage them to do that. Obviously, women's basketball is somewhat of a young sport as far as some of the legislation that went through for Title IX and to make it equal opportunity for females and males. But if you come to the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame, you'll learn that it actually has a very rich history, starting way back at Smith College when Senda Berenson adapted the rules that James Naismith had put in for men and made it acceptable for women to play the game. So that was in the late 1800s. So we actually have an animatronic figurine of Senda Berenson. We consider her the mother of women's basketball. And so that kind of kicks off the tour of our museum. And then we have a big timeline that shows the first 100 years of the game, so you can kind of walk through all of the rule changes and some of the highlights as things started to progress. We have our kind of version of an early locker room, which actually just looks like a janitor's closet because they didn't really have fancy locker rooms back in those days. And then you continue through the museum into our version of the modern locker room, which is much more common to most people today. And in that modern locker room, we honor the four final four teams of every year's national tournament. So there's four lockers in there to represent the final four teams. And, the museum continues, you know, just showing some of the past, present, and future of the game. And that is our mission statement at the Hall. It's to honor the past, celebrate the present, and promote the future of women's basketball. So, you know, we feel like we want to educate people about how far it's come, but then we also want to celebrate how great it is today and kind of look toward the future and see how it will continue to grow. So, continuing through some of the exhibits, we have a tribute to Kay Yao. Actually, that's a video that plays. We have a couple of Olympic exhibits that show, you know, both USA contributions and international contributions to the Olympic Games. Some of the unique artifacts in that exhibit is we have Pat Summitt's uniform when she was a player for the 1976 Olympics, which is pretty cool. And we actually have all of Teresa Edwards' medals. And with her being the most decorated USA basketball player of all time, it's pretty cool that we have those here on display. And so we honor the all levels. We're an international museum that honors all levels of women's basketball around the world. So we have a high school exhibit that showcases some of the top accomplishments in the high school game. We have a Title IX exhibit that shows how the game changed so much when Title IX was passed. There's a winner's wall where we honor the national champion at every level. I mean, I could go on and on forever, and I think you could spend hours in the museum just learning a little bit more about the history of the game and the current state of the game, but there's definitely a whole lot to see. And then probably the highlight is that we actually have some basketball courts here where you can go and test your own skills, and you can shoot on three different hoops, one that represents the past, one that represents the present, and one that represents the future. There's also a passing challenge, a dribbling challenge, a vertical leap challenge. So there's plenty to do here for sure, and we're very proud of what we have here in Knoxville, Tennessee, just to promote the great game of women's basketball.
Hi, this is David Siegel, the host of Dishin' and Swishin', the world of women's hoops. You can find our show each and every Wednesday on www.wstrradio.com, and I know you're going to enjoy it.